Take your Bibles and turn to 2 Timothy chapter 2. I mentioned last Sunday that, last Sunday morning, I looked up at the clock and I was only starting point number 3 and there were 4 points to the message. So today we're going to talk about being a good soldier. Okay? You say that's what we preached about last week. It is, but I've got a new title because point number 4 became this morning's message. All right? So this morning, we're going to call the message Untangled. Untangled. So turn there to 2 Timothy chapter 2. And if you'll please stand out of love and respect for the Word of God. Once again, I will read the odd verses because I'm odd. And you will get to read the even verses because you're so nice and even. 2 Timothy 2, I'll begin in verse 1. And you can join me on the even verses through verse 13. Thou therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. And the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men who shall be able to teach others also. Thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. No man that warreth entangleth himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who hath chosen him to be a soldier. And if a man also strive for masteries, yet is he not crowned except he strive lawfully. The husbandman that laboreth must be first partaker of the fruits. Consider what I say, and the Lord give thee understanding in all things. Remember that Jesus Christ of the seed of David was raised from the dead according to my gospel, wherein I suffer trouble as an evildoer, even unto bonds, but the word of God is not bound. Therefore, I endure all things for the elect's sake, that they may also obtain the salvation which is in Christ Jesus with eternal glory. It is a faithful saying, for if we be dead with him, we shall also live with him. If we suffer, we shall also reign with him. If we deny him, he will also deny us. If we believe not, yet he abideth faithful, and cannot deny himself. If you remember back to last Sunday, we had an opportunity to look at being a good soldier of Jesus Christ. And it talked about being strong, not in our own might, but be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. And be strong in the grace, Paul said here in 2 Timothy, in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. And then we talked about being a leader. And a good soldier is a good leader, and a good leader is a good follower. And we talked about, as we follow Christ, that we ought to be able to help others follow us. And being a good leader and being a good soldier is being those things. And then we also talked about enduring hardness, that difficulties were going to come, trials were going to come, temptations were going to come. Things were going to come in our life, and as a soldier, you need to be set on who you are and what you're there for and what your cause and purpose is, so that in the day of adversity, not if it comes, but when it comes, we'll be able to stand and to be that soldier of Jesus Christ. If you look with me in verse 4, Paul says to Timothy, no man that warreth. Now we have here, we're still talking about what kind of person? A soldier, right? Who fights? Who wars? A soldier does, okay? And it says, no man that warreth entangleth himself with the affairs of this life. You know, doesn't Jesus say something as he's talking to his disciples about having a single eye and a single heart, and being focused on the life as a Christian, as a believer? You know, this thing of being tangled is talking about distractions. Distractions. Now, I am speaking to you today from a lifetime of experience of being distracted. Okay? I am a distracted fellow. All right? Brother Jeff York, one of my pastor friends at junior camp, would always just yell out, "Squirrel!" And, you know, because I'm that dog that just kind of, you know, sees, oh, oh, okay. And in my teaching and preaching, sometimes rabbit trails are hard for me to stay off of. I like to hunt, so I mean, obviously, you see a rabbit, I want to shoot it, right? And so we got to get those rabbits. But it's hard. I mean, I got to put the blinders on. I got to stay focused. You'd be amazed as I'm trying to put together thoughts and things for sermons. I mean, I start looking up verses and things. I'm like, oh, I can go here and I can go there, and I go, no. I got to stay right here because this is the thought we got to stick to. So I'm speaking to you today from a very distracted nature. All right. Isn't it easy for us to get distracted? And listen, the devil wants to distract us. And listen, being tangled is not necessarily being involved in something bad. Not necessarily. Sometimes it is, but really it could be something that's quote unquote good. And it distracts us from being a good soldier. You know, a good soldier stays focused. If you don't stay focused, you might end up dead as a soldier. You've got to, as the Bible says, walk circumspectly. You've got to know what's going on around you and be aware of your surroundings at all times. Why? For the preservation of life. This is life and death. This is a battle situation. He says, no man that warreth entangleth himself with the affairs of this life. We've got to stay focused. Hey, life is going on around us, but we've got to stay untangled in the Christian life. We've got to, if we're going to be a good soldier. He says that he may please him who hath chosen him to be a soldier. So today we're just going to talk about being untangled. First of all, go to Galatians chapter 5. And really and truly, we could use the whole book of Galatians here. For this point about being untangled from the law. Galatians chapter 5. Now, in no way, shape, or form am I saying the law is not important, or that because of salvation that we don't have to follow the law or the rules. Okay? That's not true. All right? There are some out there that will tell you, like is written here, and we'll talk about that in just a moment, but that will tell you that you've got to keep the law in order to be saved, and that is not the case. We keep the law because we are saved, because we have a testimony, because it is the right thing to do, not for salvation, but because of salvation. So look here at Galatians chapter 5, and look at verse 1. He says, stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free, and be not, here's the word, entangled again with the yoke of bondage. So what is Paul talking about here? Well, over in Galatians chapter 2 and verse 1, he says, then 14 years after I went up again to Jerusalem with Barnabas and took Titus with me also, and went up by revelation and communicated unto them that gospel which I preach among the Gentiles, but privately to them that which were of reputation, lest by any means I should run or had run in vain. But neither Titus, who was with me, being a Greek, was compelled to be circumcised, and that because of false brethren, unawares brought in, who came in privily to spy out our liberty, which we have in Christ Jesus, that they might bring us into bondage, to whom we gave place by subjection, no, not for an hour, that the truth of the gospel might continue with you. Do you remember there was this group of people that were coming in, and they were trying to dissuade the believers, and say, no, you don't have liberty. Yes, you believe in Christ, but you've got to do more to preserve salvation or to keep salvation. Listen, I had the joy of talking to a young lady yesterday that had been saved 4 or 5 years ago. But when I asked her if she died today, did she know for sure she'd go to heaven? She said she wasn't sure. She said she'd hoped so. So I began to talk to her about the gospel and how we are saved by grace and through faith. And she said, well, yeah, I accepted Christ as my Savior. She said, but I just haven't been good lately. I said, well, but the Bible talks about something called eternal security. That once we're saved, we're born again into God's family. And I got a chance to talk to her about that. And after we got done, she's like, man, I never knew that. And you know, so many people don't. And they are those that are like this, that they're entangled again with the yoke of bondage. We've been freed from that. The law was our schoolmaster to show us that we needed salvation. The law does not provide salvation. Being a good person doesn't get you to heaven. And listen, there are a lot of good, moral people out there that are going to hell because they have not put their faith and trust in Jesus Christ as their Savior. But you know what? Some people, they get saved and they say, well, now I've got to keep myself saved. That's not true. Jesus Christ is keeping you saved. It's His salvation, not yours. You see, but we become entangled. And here's where I talk about distractions. Sometimes we get into the place where we're, if you will, walking on eggshells, making sure we follow every little law and every little thing. No, we do have liberty. And again, I'm not talking that, like Paul says, that should we sin that grace may abound? He said, God forbid. We ought to live right and do right. But don't be entangled again. It's not in, we're not in bondage to the law. We should keep the law. We should do right. It's what we should do. It's what we should endeavor to do. But guess what? 1 John 1:9 says what? If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So, again, I'm not telling you that you have a license to sin. I'm just telling you you're not in bondage. You're not bound by it to where it is distracting you from doing the work of God. You know, there are so many people, and we'll call this kind of living a mechanical Christian life. That's what I'm talking about. You see, because it's not always the letter of the law, it's the spirit of the law. We've got to understand that, oh, you might be like the Pharisees and the Sadducees and the scribes, and you're keeping every single little tiny law, but you're missing something. You're missing something. You're entangled by the law. We've got to understand this principle. Because a soldier is trained and knows what to do. But there are some times in battle situations where you've got to follow your instincts, if you will. You've got to follow things that you've been trained to do. Let those reactions take over. You see, we've got to be careful of how we deal with the law. Paul says we've been given liberty. And he was talking to the Galatians, and he was telling them about this life. So we're still here in Galatians 5. I took a little side trail to get to explain. But I want you to look at here what he says. Look at verse 2. Behold, I, Paul, say unto you, that if ye be circumcised, Christ shall profit you nothing. For I testify again to every man that is circumcised, that he is a debtor to do the whole law. Christ is become of no effect unto you. Whosoever of you are justified by the law, ye are fallen from grace. For we, through the Spirit, wait for the hope of righteousness by faith. For in Jesus Christ, neither circumcision availeth anything, nor uncircumcision, but faith which worketh by love. Ye did run well. Who did hinder you that ye should not obey the truth? This persuasion cometh not of him that calleth you. A little leaven leaveneth the whole lump. I have confidence in you through the Lord that ye will be none otherwise minded. But he that troubleth you shall bear his judgment, whosoever he be. And I, brethren, if I yet preach circumcision, why do I yet suffer persecution? Then is the offense of the cross ceased. I would that they were even cut off which trouble you. For brethren, ye have been called unto liberty. Only use not liberty for an occasion to the flesh, but by love serve one another. For all the law is fulfilled in one word, even this: thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. You see, We have this thing where we've got to be untangled from the law. We can't. The Pharisees, what they allowed the law to do was to bind them. It was a yoke of bondage. And they were not set free by liberty in and through Jesus Christ. And again, I'm not telling you that it's a license to sin. I'm telling you, don't be tangled up in it. Don't get tangled up in it, because you cannot function as a good soldier if you're all entangled. Remember, Saul was at the battlefield, and this young shepherd boy comes into his tent, right? Remember this story? Goliath is out there mocking God and mocking the people of God. And this boy says, "Is there not a cause?" And they take him to the king. And the king hears his case, and he finally, and I think somewhat reluctantly, lets him go out to the battlefield. And he says, "Here, take my armor." Right? Remember, Saul was head and shoulders above all the men of Israel. He was a very tall man, a very large man, if you will. And honestly and truly, he should have been the one out there in the battlefield. But instead, he sends a little shepherd boy. Probably a preteen, teenager, maybe 12 to 15 years old, perhaps. And I doubt he was anything like my son, Ethan, as far as height and stature goes. maybe more like Oliver. All right, Oliver? Little shepherd boy, yeah. And he's funny. He's my midget. I tease him all the time about it. It's all right, right? Yeah. He's like, yes. But this armor was made for a grown man. And he tells his boy to put on his armor to protect himself. He's like, I can't. I've not proven these. I'm going to be entangled if I go out there in this. But it's for your protection. It's for your safety. He's like, I'm just going to trust God. I'm not going to stay entangled in these things. And so, folks, we've got to be careful not to get tangled up. Let's look at what happened to tangling in the law. Look at chapter 4. Paul describes a circumstance that happened. Okay? In Galatians chapter 4. Look at verse 9. It says, "But now after that ye have known God, or rather are known of God, how turn ye again to the weak and beggarly elements, whereunto ye desire again to be in bondage? Ye observe days and months and times and years. I'm afraid of you, lest I have bestowed upon your labor in vain. Upon you labor in vain. Brethren, I beseech you, be as I am. For I am as ye are. I have not, ye have not injured me at all. Ye know how through infirmity of the flesh I preached the gospel unto you at the first. And my temptation which was in my flesh ye despised not, nor rejected, but received me as an angel of God, even as Christ Jesus. Where is then the blessedness ye spake of? For I bear you record that if it had been possible, ye would have plucked out your own eyes and have given them to me. I am therefore become your enemy because I tell you the truth." You see, he dealt with this thing of false teachers and the Judaizers that had crept in, saying that you've got to keep the law. It's faith and the law. You know, a lot of times, we independent Baptists are called legalists. Okay, can I tell you what legalism really is? It's adding to salvation. That's what the definition of it is. And people that say that of us are misusing the term, which is often the case. But can I tell you something? These were the legalists. These were the ones coming in saying, yeah, you have faith in Christ, but you need to be circumcised. And you have faith in Christ, but yet you need to follow the law, and you have to do this, and you have to do this, and you have to do this, and then your faith is justified. No, that's not how it works. Don't be entangled again in these things. As a soldier, a good soldier, we've got to stay untangled. Look at 2 Peter chapter 2. This is a passage of scripture our school kids are learning this year. 2 Peter chapter 2. This is a very interesting passage of scripture, beginning in verse 9. And you almost need to do one of those sentence diagrams I was talking about to figure this out. But it's very, very interesting. And the kids have had a kind of a fun time learning this because it talks about some strange things. Look at verse 9. It says, "The Lord knoweth how to deliver the godly out of temptation and to reserve the unjust unto the day of judgment to be punished. But chiefly them that walk after the flesh in the lust of uncleanness and despise government, presumptuous are they, self-willed, they are not afraid to speak evil of dignities. Whereas angels, which are greater in power and might, bring not railing accusation against them before the Lord. But these, as natural brute beasts, made to be taken and destroyed, speak evil of the things that they understand not, and shall utterly perish in their own corruption, and shall receive the reward of unrighteousness. As they that count it pleasure to riot in the daytime, spots they are and blemishes, sporting themselves with their own deceivings while they feast with you, having eyes full of adultery and that cannot cease from sin, beguiling unstable souls and heart they have exercised with covetous practices, cursed children, which have forsaken the right way and are gone astray, following the way of Balaam, the son of Bozar, who loved the wages of unrighteousness, but was rebuked for his iniquity. The dumb ass, speaking with man's voice, forbade the madness of the prophet. These are wells without water, clouds that are carried with the tempest, to whom the mist of darkness is reserved forever. For when they speak great swelling words of vanity, they allure through the lusts of the flesh, through much wantonness, those that were clean escaped from them who live in error. While they promise them liberty, they themselves are the servants of corruption. For of whom a man is overcome, of the same is he brought in bondage." For, listen to this now, this kind of qualifies this whole passage. "For if after they have escaped the pollutions of the world, through the knowledge of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, they are again entangled therein and overcome, the latter end is worse with them than the beginning. For it had been better for them not to have known the way of righteousness than after they have known it to turn from the holy commandment delivered unto them. But it has happened unto them according to the true proverb, the dog is turned to his own vomit again, and the sow that was washed to her wallowing in the mire." This passage of scripture is talking about false teachers. People who come in and they preach another Christ. And they deceive people. And they lead people astray. And it says that their latter end is going to be worse for them than the beginning. You understand? We have an old nature. And those of us that are believers, we now have a new nature. You understand? So don't be entangled in that. Don't go back to the old nature. Don't go back and serve sin again. Don't go back to the old lifestyle. Stay untangled from the old life and the carnal nature. Go to Romans chapter 8. Romans chapter 8. Don't be deceived. You know, today in the last days, the Bible says that they'll heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. Isn't it amazing how so many people are looking for something new? Yeah, new way to worship, new kind of church, new songs, new this, new that. Hey, can I tell you something? There's nothing new under the sun. Or how about this one? If it's new, it ain't true. And if it's true, it ain't new. Amen? Hey, we gotta follow the path that God has given us in a new nature that is in Christ Jesus. Look at Romans chapter 8, beginning in verse 12. "Therefore, brethren, we are debtors, not to the flesh, to live after the flesh." Don't become entangled in this again. We are soldiers of Jesus Christ, and no man that warreth entangleth himself with the affairs of this life. For if ye live after the flesh, ye shall die. But if ye through the Spirit do mortify the deeds of the body, ye shall live. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. For ye have not received the spirit of bondage." Is that word again? Bondage. When you're tangled up, you're bound. You're bound. And you have no freedom of movement. Doesn't a soldier need freedom of movement? Why do you think Christ says that we have liberty? Because the soldier needs to have freedom of movement. We need to work in that liberty that Christ has bestowed upon us. The Spirit itself beareth, verse 15 here. For ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but ye have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ, if so be that we suffer with him, that we may be also glorified together. For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. For the earnest expectation of the creature waited for the manifestation of the sons of God. For the creature was made subject to vanity, not willingly, but by reason of him who hath subjected the same in hope. Because the creatures itself also shall be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God. Folks, we have been freed from the old nature. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Listen, we don't have to go back to the flesh. We don't have to go back to the carnal nature. And actually, the Bible teaches us and exhorts us and commands us and tries to help us not to go back to those things. If you're going to be a warrior, don't entangle yourself with the affairs of this life. Don't entangle yourself with the old nature. Romans 12:1 says, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed, that's a new life, by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Go to 2 Corinthians chapter 5. 2 Corinthians chapter 5. We, as a soldier, we've got to stay untangled. Can I get tangled up in the law? Can I get tangled up in the old nature? 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Now, I mentioned verse 17, but I need to go back to explain in verse 14. For the love of Christ constraineth us. He said, Brother Combs, you just told us that we're not supposed to be entangled. Well, this you can get tangled up in. Huh? Yeah. See, how does it go? I'm all wrapped up, I'm all tied up. I'm all tangled up in Jesus. Right? We ought to be tangled up in him. That's about it. But the Bible says that we should not be entangled with the old nature. For the love of Christ constraineth us, because we thus judge that if one died for all, then we're all dead. And that he died for all, that they which live should not henceforth live unto themselves, but unto him which died for them and rose again. Wherefore, henceforth know we no man after the flesh. Yea, though we have known Christ after the flesh, yet now henceforth we know him no more. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. And all things are of God, who hath reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and hath given to us the ministry of reconciliation. Folks, we're dead to the old nature. We ought not go back to it. Remember what it said about those natural brute beasts who were the judgment and everything they talked about there in 2 Peter, and how those that it was better if they didn't even know the way, because the latter end is worse than what they had experienced before. Can I tell you something? We ought not get wrapped up in going back to the old nature. Don't make that proverb true that the dog is returned to his vomit again and the sow that was washed to her wallowing in the mire. Hey, we're just clean pigs. Don't go back to the mud. Right? Listen, if you throw something up, don't go back and eat it again. That reminds me of a joke. I won't tell that one today. Can I just tell you? We ought not go back to those things. Don't go back to the old nature. We're not what we used to be, and nor do we have to be. Listen, we shouldn't get tangled up in that. It's going to keep us from being a good soldier of Jesus Christ. We got to stay untangled. Go to 1 John chapter 2. 1 John chapter 2. 1 John 2. You know, John wrote a lot about love and fellowship with God. You know, one of the things that's special about John is he was the apostle whom Jesus loved. That's kind of a neat title. But I think he knew something about this relationship, this closeness to Jesus. And he tries to express it to us. And here's how we succeed as a good soldier. Look what it says in verse 15. 1 John 2, look at verse 15. Love not the world. Don't love it. Folks, we live here. I understand. We're sojourners in this country. But don't love the world. Don't set your affection on the things here in this world. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. Remember what it says about money? Money's not bad. The love of money is the root of all evil. Don't love this stuff. I mean, it's a great tool. Terrible master, great tool. Yeah, terrible. We've got to understand, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, and the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. You know what happens when we get tangled up in this? Our lives are void. They're void. You know what the devil wants? First of all, he wants you not to go to heaven. So he's going to do everything in his power to deceive you, to trick you, to turn you aside, to keep you from trusting Christ. Once you have, he's lost that battle. So now what is he going to do? He's going to give up, go home, cry in his cereal, and give up and stop bugging you, right? No. No. We have an adversary. He walks about as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. You know, if you study lions, they don't attack the healthy, strong, vibrant animals of a herd. They go after the sick, the weakly, etc. He's not stupid. He's evil, he's the devil, but he's not stupid. He's looking for those he can devour. And guess what? If you're caught up and tangled up in something, you're an easy target. Yeah, easy target. Because you're not free. And don't get tangled up in the world. He says that we get tangled up in stuff. The lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world passeth away, and the lust thereof, but he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. God wants us not to get tangled up in this world. Don't get tangled up in the law. Don't get tangled up in the old nature. And don't get tangled up in the world. If we're going to be a good soldier for Jesus Christ, we've got to stay untangled. One more passage of scripture. Go over to Ephesians chapter 5. Ephesians chapter 5. I just want to encourage you today as a believer in Christ to stay untangled to be a good soldier of Jesus Christ. Look at Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 1. Ephesians chapter 5 in verse 1. Be therefore followers of God as dear children, and walk in love as Christ also hath also loved us, and hath given himself for us an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling savor. But fornication and all uncleanness or covetousness, let it not be once named among you as becometh saints, neither filthiness, nor foolish talking, nor jesting, which are not convenient, but rather giving of thanks. For this ye know, that nor whoremonger, nor unclean person, nor covetous man, who is an idolater, hath any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God. Let no man deceive you with vain words, for because of these things cometh the wrath of God upon the children of disobedience. Be not ye therefore partakers with them, for ye were sometimes darkness, but now are ye light in the Lord. Walk as children of light, for the fruit of the Spirit in all goodness and righteousness and truth, proving what is acceptable unto the Lord. And have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. For it is a shame even to speak of those things which are done of them in secret. But all things that are reproved are made manifest by the light. For whatsoever doth make manifest is light. Wherefore he saith, awake thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. See then that ye walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time because the days are evil. Wherefore, be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. You see, folks, this darkness is the world. It is what the world is in darkness. We are not in darkness. We are in the light, as He is in the light. God has given us light. We can see what the world is trying to do. We can see what the devil is trying to do. We're not ignorant of these devices and these things. You know what? It's one thing to be ignorant, to be tied up unwillingly, or unwittingly, I should say. But we know. We know that these things will entangle us. And yet, for some reason, we sometimes choose them. You know, it's one thing, it's bad enough to be perhaps captured as a soldier and tied up, you know, because you've been captured. But it's something totally different to say, here, tie me up. But yet we often do that. We go back to the old nature. We go back to the world. We go back to the things that are going to entangle us and keep us from being a good soldier. You know, the Bible says, be not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion hath light with darkness? And what concord hath Christ with Belial? Or what part hath he that believeth with an infidel? And what agreement hath the temple of God with idols? For ye are the temple of the living God. As God has said, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Wherefore, come out from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you, and I will be a father unto you, and ye shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty. Well, we've got to stay untangled. If we're going to be a good soldier, and we're going to be strong in the Lord and the power of His might, and we're going to be a leader, and be able to teach others also, and if we're going to endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ, we've got to be able to war and not be entangled with the affairs of this life. We've got to stay untangled. Be free to move. Be free to maneuver and to fight and to be a good soldier of Jesus Christ. Folks, we've got to stay untangled. One of the things that hardened the hearts of the Pharisees was their entanglement to the law. One of the things that caused these Judaizers to come in and to add to salvation was their entanglement in the law. One of the things that keeps Christians from being productive is them going back to the vomit and to the mire and to the old nature and the carnal lifestyle. And then what keeps us from being a good soldier is we just get tangled up in the world all over again. And we give in to those sins that used to cause us trouble, but we've been freed from because of Jesus Christ. We don't have to go back to them. We should not go back to them. We've got to stay untangled.